Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The Republican nomination contest. Distinguished governors on the stage talking about the future of the Republican Party. The former president is not on stage. So I welcome Mary Kissel, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal once upon a time, and then a senior advisor at the State Department during the Trump administration, and now an executive vice president in Stevens Incorporated. Comment on foreign policy remarks that we've heard so far in the debates we've seen so far of one candidate in particular, Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, who, according to the horse race headlines, is doing very well in the Republican nomination contest, matched up against Governor DeSantis of Florida, who has limited, if none, in foreign policy, although he did serve overseas. So, Mary, I welcome you to comment about Nikki Haley's foreign policy. I don't want to encapsulate it. I do say that she's been articulate on stage and through her campaign, given out to my understanding that she approaches the two conflicts now underway in Eurasia, Ukraine war and Israel war, as worthy of the backing of her administration if she is lucky enough to become president of the United States. What do we know about Nikki Haley's foreign policy, Mary? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, I think one of the most interesting aspects about the Republican presidential primary process is that voters really do get a good sense of the differences between the candidates. And so to describe Nikki Haley's foreign policy completely, you have to contrast it with her competitors in the race. Haley herself projects a kind of muscular foreign policy, first and foremost. She believes that America can do many things at once, and that we must restore U.S. deterrence, and that we must see the world as it is. And as we've talked about on this program many times, John, the U.S. media tends to characterize the current conflicts as bilateral affairs. Russia invades Ukraine, Hamas invades Israel. And Haley has just repeatedly explained, both on stage and on the stump, that these aren't separate events, that they're connected, that Iran provides Russia with drones for its Ukraine war and financial support for Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and other proxy groups, that China is buying Russia's energy. There are just many linkages here. And so I think, to sum up Haley's worldview, it's one of American leadership, the restoration of deterrence, and a muscular U.S. foreign policy abroad before it's too late, before these major powers get together and decide to present an immediate threat to American, not just to American interests, they already threaten that, but to the American homeland. We contrast that with someone like Governor DeSantis of Florida, who has tried to walk a fine line between a Haley point of view and the America First Trump point of view. And he, in contrast, has described, in particular, the Russia war as a bilateral conflict. He very famously called it a territorial dispute. So that's a contrast and a difference. And he's also indicated that he doesn't believe that America can do all of these things, that we have to prioritize and, perhaps let the Europeans do more in Europe and focus more American manpower and firepower in Asia Pacific. So these are clear distinctions for voters to decide on. But I think as the chaos in the world grows more and more dangerous, Haley's very clear point of view And her conviction about what she says is really starting to resonate with voters.
The contrast from Governor Haley to former President Trump is sharpest, Mary, when it comes to, does the U.S. have a reason to be involved in Ukraine, a reason to be involved in Gaza, a reason to have troops on the ground with contractors in Syria and Iraq and anti-ISIS motions? And the Governor Haley's indicated that the trouble over there connects to our economy, connects to our safety, connects to the security of our allies. The former President Trump and his supporters see no connection whatsoever. Now, I'm sympathetic to Governor Haley's viewpoint. The question is not my opinion, but the voting Republican Party. Is it listening to Governor Haley, who's, I think, making an historically accurate case that what starts over there comes our way pretty soon?
Well, I think the way that the Trump era has been characterized and described is largely inaccurate. It is true that the president often talked about America first and rang kind of rhetorical isolationist bells. But in practice, he was very strongly behind NATO, working hard to ensure our European allies contributed their fair share to it. He did start to rebuild the military. He did take steps to improve and expand the relationships that we had informally and formally in the Asia Pacific. He brokered the Abraham Accords, which saw Israel make peace with several Muslim countries. So it's sort of a hard thing to characterize with a broad brush, because on the one hand, you know, the America First rhetoric sounds isolationist, but in practice, it was something very, very different. And Trump wanted to get troops out of Syria and Iraq, but he found it impossible to do so without sacrificing some key American interests, most notably as regards that part of the world, keeping ISIS, under control and trying to push forward with our efforts to eliminate them. So there are constraints put on every leader, regardless of what they come into office saying that they're going to do. And I suspect the same will be true of whoever our next president is. They can say whatever they want, but once you get in there and you're responsible for the safety and security of the American people, I think you often find that their tactics change.
And the governor of South Carolina has an opportunity to recover all of her work at the United Nations. It was a period before the present two wars, but it was a period of time when the Biden administration let's put it this way. She reflected upon her time at the United Nations when the Biden administration was making what I consider to be the largest foreign policy error of its time in office so far, which is Afghanistan. And Governor Haley has made it very clear that she does not agree with the withdrawal from Afghanistan. She's repeatedly said that.
Yeah, I mean, remember, you had multiple presidents who wanted to get out of Afghanistan. The tail end of the Bush administration, Obama wanted to get out. Trump wanted to get out fully. I think there was always a recognition that it wasn't in the U.S. national interest to keep troops permanently stationed there. We wanted to internationalize it, have NATO take over the mission, et cetera. And Trump didn't draw down to zero. It was Biden who did that. And he did it in a manner that unfortunately gifted an enormous amount of military equipment and materiel to the Taliban. So I think the goal of getting out was a bipartisan goal. I think it was the manner in which Biden did it that created the problem. It was rushed. We sacrificed American lives needlessly and also Afghan lives. And we created essentially a perception among our enemies that we are shambolic in our military decision making and weak, that we were in retreat because we didn't turn it over to a NATO presence. he turned the country over to the Taliban. So, you know, I think Haley's criticisms are well taken. I think they're shared by other candidates, you know, DeSantis in particular. And I think they're largely correct. I think the question going forward is, you know, will President Biden move to reestablish the U.S. deterrence that will hopefully dissuade Putin from marching on other countries or Iran from trying to kill U.S. service people across the Middle East, and to also importantly deter China from moving on Taiwan? And you know, we've spoken before, I think China's ambitions are actually much larger than that. You know, whoever comes into office next, if President Biden continues on the current course, is going to inherit a really difficult world and will have to act swiftly to restore that fear in our enemies. And so far, Haley is really, you know, the only one talking about that in a comprehensive way.
The General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party is inbound to California. And when we come back, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, former Wall Street Journal Editorial Board, serving in Hong Kong before the fall of the city to the boots of the PLA. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.